Ah, okay.
Palms down, fingers facing forwards.
Right.
Okay, now slip your bum off the chair. Just, yeah, okay. So now you want to drop your bottom towards the floor by flexing your elbows.
Okay. Ooh, hang on. All right.
To about a 90-degree angle.
Like that?
Yeah, not higher than your shoulders. Yeah, that's right. Okay, you're doing well.
Like that? Just going up and down?
That, just going up and down. Can you feel that in your triceps?
I can, actually.
Yeah,
ow.
Well, the thing is, that you can do a few more than that.
Okay. All right.
Right. So, remember not to do it higher than your shoulders. You're going quite well with that. 90-degree
is that enough?
Most. I'm nervous today, obviously, I'm jabbering.
Oh, I'm a bit nervous today, actually. Oh. Right,
so that was a good one? No, I think you've done well with
that.
Okay, thank
you.
We'll go on to the hyperextension.
That sounds okay.
Yeah, this is a bit of a cheat, really, because it does do your lower back and your erector spinae, which is the muscles all up the back.
Right.
So if you want to get down on your front, lying on the floor.
All right.
But on your front this time, like lying flat on the floor.
Right, so...
The other word for this is Superman. The other name
Superman.
For this exercise, Superman.
I'm happy with that one, okay.
So, flat out.
Not much space in here, by the way.
There's not much space. We're struggling, really.
All right,
okie-dokie.
Yeah.
So, I want you to lie flat, and then I want you to, using your back and your abs, to bring your upper body, your arms up straight ahead of you, and your legs up at the back, so it's like you're flying. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sort of.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Stretch your arms out in front and lift them up from the floor. At the same time, lift your legs up at the back.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you've got enough room to do that. Yeah, that's it. And then when you get to the full extent, hold for a few seconds. So let's go up now.
Right.
Right, okay. Oh, are you doing it?
Am I getting up? Okay.
Yeah, go on. Try again.
All right.
All the way up and your legs. Right, hold. 2, 3, 4, 5 and relax. That's a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, do you like that one?
Yeah.
Right, last one we've got for today is just a very, very easy one. You don't have to work too hard in this. This is a shoulder exercise.
Right.
As I say, most of these, if you were in the gym, you would be doing most of these exercises with a weight of some sort.
Mm.
So, place your hands facing forward at shoulder level. Just curl your fingers slightly. And I want you to lift your shoulders up towards so that they're horizontal. So your arms are horizontal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that.
And then when you come down, I want you to squeeze your shoulder blades in so that as though you're trying to make them meet in the middle.
Ah.
Now this is good for your chest and your shoulders. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
One? Good. Let's have another three or four. Straight up. Up as far as you so arms are horizontal. Coming down, squeeze your shoulder blades in.
Ooh, yeah, I can feel
that. And one more. Yeah. And that's it. I'll let you off for today now.
What does that do then?
This is giving your shoulders workout, and it also brings your chest into play as well, as you probably could tell.
Yeah.
If you're in doubt, just feel where your muscles feel it.
Yeah.
It's easy to tell which muscles you're exercising if you're doing it correctly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right, so is that it for today?
That's it for today.
What are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're doing lower body.
Lower body?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that entail?
We'll probably do some squats. Mm. We'll probably do some lunges. And whatever else we do, I'll surprise you.
Are you going to surprise me?
Yeah.
I don't like surprises. All right, well, cheers, Wendy.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow about 9:05.
You certainly will. Goodbye, Dan. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. See ya. Cheers. The sun.